The New York Times has obtained more than 1,000 hacked European diplomatic cables. Those cables reveal the international community's serious concerns about President Trump, Russia, Iran, and more. Let's discuss with the reporter who broke the story, national security correspondent for The New York Times and CNN political and national security analyst David Sanger. David, good to have you with us, as always. Give us a sense, as we look at these, James Clapper was with us a little bit earlier, and he said this certainly doesn't rise to the level of WikiLeaks in terms of the information that is now out here. But still, it's significant that somebody thought it important enough to steal it, post it somewhere to be found, and then have those folks share it with you.
Well, Erica, I think that's right. I think General Clapper is correct. This is not on the scale of WikiLeaks, which was 250,000 U.S. cables. And frankly, Americans cared more about those cables because they were American in origin and I think did reveal a bit more. In this case, the hackers who followed all the patterns of a Chinese People's Liberation Army group, I don't think intended for any of these to become public. They did a sort of traditional phishing campaign against the European Union. They got in through Cyprus, a small and less well-defended member of the EU, and then used that access to get all of the documents that or appear to have gotten all of the documents that are exchanged daily among European diplomats through the EU's main network. In doing so, they briefly passed through some public sites on their way up to the cloud, and it was there that a company called Area One found them and turned about 1,000 of them over, a little more than 1,000 of them over to us. What they reveal, as you suggest, is that the diplomats get assurances from the National Security Council that President Trump didn't mean exactly what he said when he spoke with Vladimir Putin at that famous Helsinki press conference. They worry that the Russians have already put nuclear weapons into Crimea. They are concerned that Iran will use the excuse of the U.S. coming out of the nuclear deal to restart their nuclear program.